Militants whiz by on speedboats in oil-rich creeks, trying to avoid security forces and rival gangs, all of which compete in oil bunkering and other illegal activities. Speaking from a safe place on Okrika Island, Commander Marcus Apollos from the militant Ija Youth Council says the incoming president and new state governors should break from past policies.
Whatever has passed, if really they want to serve the people, they should take correction of the past and bring everybody together. Put the people in place where they are supposed to be, to take a new dimension, a better emancipation for the people.
The 28-year-old commander says it is just not fair for so many people to suffer. While so much oil is being taken from their region, making money for just a few officials and foreign-owned oil companies and their shareholders.
The government have the whole money. We don't have money. We have the resources, but we don't have anything to do with it. So government use their own money to oppress us. So that is just the difficulties.
The sounds of a small market are interrupted by the arrival of members from a rival militant group, the Niger Delta Vigilante. The group's second-in-command, Ebel Toma Amakiri, also known by his nickname Patoy, which means bad noise, says the government's first priority should be establishing dialogue between armed groups.
Without no peace, without no cooperation, nothing you could do. So the best thing, we have to agree on a point that there should be peace. For without peace, it cannot progress, it cannot do anything.
In fishing villages across the water, villagers complain of a lack of piped water, electricity, schools, hospitals, and being at the receiving end of violence from rival gangs trying to control different areas. One fisherman, Samuel Tamuno, says he was recently attacked by a gang known as the Germans.
All my things lost. My house is burned. My canoe, all the net is finished. I just dead empty. I don't have anything to manage to get money to chop me with my picking stuff. Not the, I just the struggle.
Another fisherman, Emmanuel, speaking in Okrika through an interpreter, explains oil has made his life much worse.
Look at the ships. The ships are very close to them. Sometimes they pollute the sea. They are fishermen. They don't have, there is no fish here in the sea, and these are very difficult for them. They need the incoming government to assist them to alleviate their suffering.
Is that
before the when the place was okay and they have enough fishes in the sea, but now that because of the oil and the marginalization is just too much. They are suffering.
Asked to comment on the allegations, oil companies said they were too busy dealing with a dozen foreign oil workers currently being held hostage for ransom by militants. Newly elected ruling party officials were returning from Abuja, where they concluded a seminar on better governance, including for places like here. Labor unions have called for a stay-at-home strike to coincide with the swearing-in of the next president, Musa Yar'Adua, and new governors on May 29th, following elections marred by fraud and violence. Nico Columbus, VOA News, from the Niger Delta.